to another episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast. This is a podcast focusing on all things Formula One and occasionally other stuff if I feel like it. Please don't forget to rate the podcast where available and be sure to follow our social media at Five Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at Five Red Lights F1 on Twitter. This episode is going to be a preview of this weekend's Styrian Grand Prix at the Red Bull Ring in Austria. Obviously, can't have two GPs with the same name because that'd just be ridiculous. So this is the Styrian Grand Prix. Now, obviously, we had two races at this track last year, like we had two races at this track this year. So I'm going to talk about both of them because why not? Now, the Austrian Grand Prix 2020 was the first Grand Prix of the season after obviously everything had kicked off with coronavirus. We came back in July. Everyone was very happy to be back. It was a bit weird with all the COVID stuff, like the podiums being on the track and stuff, and you know that didn't last forever, did it? That went after about two races. But anyway, qualifying for the race, surprisingly, Bottas on pole, followed by Hamilton, Verstappen, Norris in third, which you know that's Norris in fourth, sorry, which is bloody usual for him at this point. Alex Albon, rest in peace, fifth, and Perez sixth. Now, at the back of the grid, it was the usual. It was just, I mean, Haas weren't last year, it was Latifi. But yeah, fairly usual quali. Made slightly more entertaining because Hamilton got a three-place grid penalty because he didn't slow for yellow flags during quali, which sent him back. And if you've watched Drive to Survive, then you'll know that was very satisfying watching him get wheeled back or whatever. The race in the first race in Austria last year was definitely interesting. So unlike the last weekend's French Grand Prix when every single car finished, maybe it was rustiness, maybe it wasn't, but only 10 cars finished this race, which is remarkable, really. No, that is an actual lie. 11 cars finished this race. Nicholas Latifi finished 11th, which is just unfortunate. The closest he's ever going to get to points, probably. But anyway, after a pole position and leading every lap, Bottas won the race. Leclerc, in a Ferrari that was absolute dog, managed to finish second. And Norris, big boy Norris, scored his first podium in F1 with an amazing final lap after Lewis Hamilton got a 5-second penalty for contributing to the end of Alex Albon's career. Again, so Lando finished third, and then Hamilton fourth, followed by Sainz, Perez, Gasly, Ocon, Giovinazzi, Vettel, and then Latifi in the out of the points finished 11th. There were some cars that were classified because they completed the required length or whatever. So Kvyat retired on lap 69 of 71, he's classified 12th, and Albon retired on 67 out of 71 and he's classified 13th. The official retirees were Raikkonen, Russell, Grosjean, Magnussen, Nafte for Haas, Stroll, Ricciardo and Verstappen. Obviously Verstappen had that weird issue where his car just turned itself off, which was heartbreaking, or his engine broke or whatever. Both Haas's had brake issues and Russell's car just knackered itself. It was an alright race. It wasn't particularly exciting. People just kind of people buzzed off it a bit because obviously we'd had no F1 for 7-8 months, so it was very nice to be back. The next race in Styria, however, which obviously is a different order, because last year it was Austria then Styria, this year we have Styria then Austria. But anyway, the Styrian Grand Prix was completely different to the Austrian Grand Prix the week before. Qualifying was wet, which was the first entirely wet qualifying session at the Red Bull Ring since 1998. And it is the first, qualifying session at the circuit where non-slick tyres were used since the 2015 Grand Prix. So, you know, rare, especially because Austria is normally so hot during the summer. It was quite interesting. And it was also nice to see drivers cut out by the rain, but obviously being him, Hamilton qualified first, Verstappen second, and then Sainz, with absolute worldie of a lap, taking advantage of the conditions, qualified third for McLaren, beating Bottas, who was fourth. Ocon qualified fifth, and it was one of the only times that year that he actually managed to out-qualify Ricciardo, so, you know, fair enough. And then the two Ferraris, after getting a podium with Leclerc the week before, had a nightmare, didn't make it into Q3. No, sorry, Vettel did, Leclerc didn't. Vettel 10th, Leclerc 11th. Russell 12th, his first Q2 for Williams, the first of many. There were a few unfortunate penalties. So Leclerc got a... Oh no, sorry, I was lying. Leclerc did get into Q3, he just got a three-place penalty for impeding Kvyat. And then Norris received a three-place penalty for overtaking under yellow flags during practice, which is rather unfortunate. Anyway, the race was completely dry, unlike quali, and there were not as many retirements as the race before, that's for sure. So Hamilton won, followed by Bottas and Verstappen on the podium. Albon finished fourth. Hamilton didn't wreck him, unfortunately. Then again, Hamilton could have crashed into Albon. It still wouldn't have really affected his race. He was 20 seconds ahead of the next car, which was Norris, who finished fifth for McLaren, followed by Perez, Stroll, Ricciardo, Sainz and Kvyat in the points. There were two retirements, which were the two Ferraris, who were booted into each other on lap one. Vettel retired immediately, however Leclerc retired on a few laps later, which is rather unfortunate. And then Ocon retired with overheating, which is a shame after his performance in quali. Now, you'll notice that Mercedes won both races at this track last season. However, if current form is anything to go off, I don't think there's going to be a repeat of that. Luckily, because I am unorganised, I have the privilege, benefit, should I say, of recording this podcast after the first and second practice sessions of the Grand Prix. And if we look at the results, so let's start with practice one. Practice one saw Verstappen, which set the fastest time, followed by Gasly, then the two Mercedes, with Hamilton being the fastest, Tsunoda fifth, surprisingly, followed by the two Alpines, and then Stroll, Giovinazzi, Leclerc, whatever, Mazepin and Kubica down at the bottom. Absolutely no surprises there. Norris was down in 16th, but I think that's more because he kept getting times deleted rather than the fact he was necessarily slow. And then if we look at free practice two, again Verstappen was the fastest car, followed by Ricciardo, Ocon, Hamilton, Alonso, Vettel, Norris, Stroll, then Perez. So obviously, I mean, Bottas managed to spin in the pit lane, which was embarrassing, but if we should take anything from this, both McLaren drivers seem very happy in their car. I expect them to be, well, I wouldn't be surprised if they managed to finish 5th and 6th like they did in France. However, it does appear either they're running light or something, but Alonso and Ocon finished 3rd and 4th in practice 2, and they managed to rag their Alpines to 6th and 7th in practice 1. So the Alpine, which has been, I mean, it's been pretty hot and cold. Like, there have been some good results, and then other times both drivers have been way outside the point. So maybe the Alpine could be there to offer some, what's the word, resistance to McLaren running away with best of the rest. I don't know. The Alpine's just so hard to predict. Like, Ocon qualified well. I think it was in Portugal, and then got absolutely skinned in the race. He didn't get skinned, but he fell back in the race. He got beaten by a McLaren, so you never know. However, Verstappen putting it P1 both sessions does fill me with a little bit of confidence. I mean, it'll scare Mercedes shitless, but it is nice. Hamilton was nearly 0.4 slower than him. Now, does this necessarily mean we're going to see another Red Bull clean sweep, as it were? Could they win 5 races in a row? If I had to put money on it, I'd say Mercedes win at least one of these races. We've seen how fast Mercedes can adapt in the past. Like, you don't win 7 consecutive titles by not being absolutely on it. Or however many consecutive titles. So I think Red Bull, do they win the first race in Styria? Yes. Do Mercedes win the second race? Probably, if I had to put money on it. Of course, there could be a fluke redo of last year where only 11 cars finish on track, but I can't see that happening. That was a very special circumstance. Who do I think will be on the podium? Well, I think that if Perez manages to... Well, if the Red Bull is as fast as Verstappen's making it look, I do think that Perez will be on the podium, definitely in the first race. Nice little, well, three consecutive podiums. He's never had two consecutive podiums before, so that's amazing from Perez, and it just shows that he's definitely keeping that seat for next year. Bottas down in 12th again in practice too. I really just can't judge the Mercedes. Like, their time, like, yes, in practice one, both Mercedes finished third and fourth, but then the Ferraris were nowhere, the McLarens were nowhere, Perez and Vettel were way down the order, and then all of those guys actually found their footing. Like, Ricciardo did some blistering, well, came second in practice too, didn't he? So either Mercedes just didn't step it up in practice two, and by step it up, I mean, obviously they all run their own programs and stuff, and practice lap times aren't necessarily definitive. However, seeing Verstappen at the top of two practice sessions does fill you with a bit of hope for a Red Bull win. And Mercedes, so in practice one, the fastest Mercedes lap time was a 1.63, and then Verstappen was there with a 1.059, and in practice two, Hamilton managed to get, so yeah, he had a 1.057, Verstappen 1.054. So the gap did close, but then there's also a lot of cars ahead of Hamilton. Well, I say a lot. Ricciardo and Ocon, who I'm surprised to see them there, if I'm honest. Where did Gasly finish in practice two? Practice two, Gasly was not on track, of course. Gasly didn't participate in Q2 because they found something weird in their engine data. So that's unfortunate, because what I was going to say is that the Honda engines look quite strong. But anyway, this is a preview for the Styrian Grand Prix, not Austria in general. So if I had to make some predictions for this weekend's Grand Prix, I would say we'd have Verstappen on pole, just because he goes well around here, you know, and also he looks fast, and I want him to be on pole, so I'm gonna manifest it. Red Bull fastest, Mercedes second fastest, just by who they are. It would be, obviously, McLaren didn't have an amazing qualifying session in France, and then we got to see the two of them fighting through the field. I would quite like to see a battle between the Alpine and the McLaren. However, the Alpine just doesn't seem to go as well in the race as McLaren do. Like, they do fall back a bit. So probably not going to happen, if I'm being realistic. Any DNFs, I could see McLaren getting a podium. They're just on top form. But yeah, I would like to see if maybe there'll be a fight in quali between them. However, now I've said that, Alpine are going to be out in Q2, aren't they? So whatever. Also in the news today, the FIA are shitting the bed, and they're deciding to slow down pit stops, which is just bullshit. We literally just had a race in France where pit stops, the efficacy and the usefulness and the tactical thinking that goes around pit stops was shown, with Verstappen getting the undercut on Hamilton and then switching to the alternate two-stop strategy and making it work. And part of that is a quick stop, you know. If Red Bull can get the car out the box in 1.82 seconds, and Mercedes are getting Hamilton out in 2.9 seconds, that's a second that Verstappen doesn't have to make up on track. That's absolutely massive. It could take him two laps to make up a second. Like, that's massive. And then the FIA are like, oh yeah, pit stops are getting too fast, it's dangerous, we're gonna like make it so the systems have to be passive. I don't know. I started reading the article, got annoyed and turned off it, because it is literally just one of those, like, this is very clearly there to slow down Red Bull. They say it was at the request of other teams. McLaren was one of those teams, because they've come out and said it's a good decision. Apparently it wasn't Mercedes, however, it's going to have the effect of slowing down Red Bull. Then again, maybe it'll turn out that these make absolutely no changes and Red Bull are just absolutely rapid at pit stops, which is what I hope happens. Also in the news, Singapore has been added back to the calendar. I think it's the weekend of the 1st till the 3rd of October, or whenever Singapore was meant to be. Hopefully, that's a good race. The only thing I have, like, people remember Turkey last year because that track was a literal ice skating rink, and it rained, so it was just like people sliding all over the place. Like, is that really dramatic? Verstappen spin when he was trying to get past Perez. But was the race really that good? Hamilton managed to turn his inters into slicks and win, and yeah, he won his title in that, but I don't know. Like Turkey turn 9 in old footage, like Alonso going round in 2004, looks absolutely mint. It's quality, it looks fast, and it looks dangerous. These cars, it just doesn't look dangerous, and it does, it's not as exciting. It's like 130, yeah, turn 9 in Turkey, 130R in Suzuka. That corner, like Alonso's overtake on Schumacher, that is, wow, absolutely rapid, flying round. Leclerc took that corner one-handed in 2019. Like, that, it's not the same. But anyway, I'd much rather have Turkey on the calendar than off it, because it means we get to see another race. Hopefully it doesn't get cancelled again, but honestly, you never really know. Obviously, I would have preferred Singapore to be on the circuit, because I do want Verstappen to win the championship, and Singapore is obviously a street circuit. If the two street circuit races we had this year or anything to go by, that Red Bull loves a bit of street circuit this year. Well, they have done in the past anyway, but they did kind of dominate in... Well, I say dominate, they didn't actually get a pole position, but they won both races, so that counts as domination for me on the street circuits, especially with Mercedes behind them anywhere. Any team that has Mercedes behind them is dominating, that's the factor. But yeah, that's news. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. If I had to say it in a sentence, Verstappen pole, Verstappen win. Perez on the podium, don't know where he'll qualify, but I do think he'll qualify behind Bottas, because Bottas and Hamilton just seem to be better in quali than Perez is in that Red Bull. I don't think he's quite as comfortable on the edge as the other drivers are, because that Red Bull is a bit sharp, is the word. But yeah, I do think a bit of strategy, better race pace. Hopefully Red Bull haven't sacrificed race pace for quali pace, but you never know. So yeah, I think Perez on the podium. Obviously the other driver on the podium is going to be Hamilton. Bottas won't be on the podium, let's be honest. I'd be surprised if he's in the top five, just the way his races have been going. And you know, Bottas, all we need is confidence. How's his confidence doing after spinning in the pit lane? He looked like an absolute arse. Even Mazepin hasn't done that yet. But yeah, that's my predictions. McLaren will be best of the rest. Alpine might be there in quali, but I just really can't see it happening. After last weekend, I'm not expecting big things from Ferrari. Also, Russell would definitely get into Q2. I do think potentially, he could grab points with a few DNFs. But every time I've said that, he's had a crap race, so I take that back. Anyway, I've rambled on for a decent amount of time, so it's time to end. Thanks for listening. A review of the Styrian Grand Prix is going to be released on Tuesday. If you enjoyed this, or if you really, really hated it, please follow the podcast and give it a rate. 5 stars means you're really angry. Don't forget to follow the social media at 5 Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. I don't care if you follow me to yell at me, just interact. Cheers again. Hopefully it's going to be a good race on Sunday. I'm praying for a Red Bull win. I'd also quite like it if all Mercedes power units blew up and the Red Bull extended the championship lead by like 50 points, but that won't happen, so never mind. Anyway, goodbye.